السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى اله ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين. مع بعض، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن اياته ان خلق لكم من انفسكم ازواجا لتسكنوا اليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear friends and brothers in Islam, our last week topic was love before marriage or after marriage. I just covered love, what we refer generally as love, is that of love between a boy and a girl. So the household. So love exists from the day one. If there is no love, nothing will run here. The love between the parents and the children, the love and the care that between the brothers and sisters, the love that parents has towards the children and children has towards the parents. So we were discussing various type of love. And then specifically, all expecting love before marriage means that loving your girlfriend, loving your the girl. So what does Islam look at that? You know, having a natural feeling towards someone is nothing wrong. Having a natural feeling towards, it's nature. The feeling might come. Then the step, what you're going to take after that, that is something very important. Last week I stopped from this. Now you went to the class, you saw a very beautiful girl, you just felt something going in, you know. You don't know what is going on. Something happening. So now what do you think? What do I do? Do I take her telephone number and do I talk to her? Or do I send her a text message, or do I try to go and look for her on the Facebook? And what I'm going to do? You want to become closer to the person. Attraction means so many things. You can get attracted to a person because of various reasons. Sometimes because of her character, not the beauty, you have never seen her character. Sometimes because of her beautiful voice, just listening to her on the mobile phone, or she's singing and you might be falling in love with her. Sometimes due to various reasons, because of her position, she might be having a nice car, you might say, oh, if I, you know, get hooked up with her, then I can drive the car. You know, see, I can screw the car, you know. In our language, now in Islam. You know, this is what we mean, you know. We look at various things that we look, okay, this is the enjoyment, this is what life. That love is needed, we need to have this attraction. Now how are we going to manage and control this, and after what is the step that you are going to take? First thing, you must think, okay, although I have this now feeling, can I afford to have anything you want to have? Can you have everything what you want? You may go in the street, you see a very beautiful house, you like that house. Can you have it? Can you have it? Can't. You can't have it. Am I right? So if you want to have it, you need to work hard. So are you, if sometimes you are a rich man, you walk in the road, you see a beautiful house, they say for sale, for beautiful land for sale. You have enough money in the pocket, in the bank balance, you say, okay. You make the deal, you call, you buy the land. So first thing you must say, okay, now I have an attraction towards her, I have a feeling towards her. Am I in a position to get her? Who am I? This we have to think. We don't think about these things. We already, you know, make our dream world. Think, okay, fine. And go in, and now we are in the middle of the road. We are in trouble. Now we are struggling. Looking at her, see, okay, she might be very beautiful, but my family and her family, will it go together? If I become closer to her, if I want to marry her, if I want to be friends with her, will my parents be happy? thinking very far, not just, you know, just what you want, you can't get it. This is what is world. This world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created not to fulfill our desire, just to fulfill our need. You can fulfill the need. You go in the, you know, street, you see McDonald's that advertise the new meal or burger, you look at it, you have money, you buy, you don't have, alhamdulillah. Am I right? You're not going to steal, you're not going to do anything unlawful to get that. So here, now you've got a feeling towards her. You don't allow the feeling to grow unless you know that I can marry. It's something very, very important. I'm having all the ability or all the thing what is needed for me to do. If not, don't go for it. You're going to go in trouble, that will be a scar in your heart for the rest of your life. Even after, maybe sometime you marry, sometime you don't marry. That will remain in your heart for the rest of your life. There was a father. Maybe I told you this last week. Did I tell you that last week? A father, when he was in a deathbed, very old man, he called all his children. And he was telling, you know, my son, children, I have really sacrificed my life for you all. I have done everything whatever I can. I have sacrificed before marriage and even after marriage. So there was a one clever fellow among them. He said, "Yo, no, father is speaking about after marriage, yes, we came into existence after marriage. But he's saying that he was sacrificing for us before marriage. What does that mean? What did he do? Before marriage, did he go behind mom? You know, did he, you know, he was so many things this guy was thinking because he wants to get that point. You know, he was going, did he get into the bus from here and go there and get in off again and wait in another bus and come down just spending 20 rupees and 40 rupees every day just going behind the girl. Did he do that?" So he was asking the father. The father said, "You know, my son, if I wanted to marry anyone who I want, there were so many girls, so many beautiful girls. They were just, you know, roaming here and there. I could have married them. But you know, I sacrificed 5 years of my life in order to look for a good mother for you all. A good mother who would have taken care of you, mashallah, now you're grown up. You're very nice, very good. A good mother for you. A mother who will not just dump you and go. A mother who will care for you. So, I sacrificed my life before marriage for you all." So these are the points that we have to get into our mind, that we cannot, the life is not always going to be as it is. The beauty will never stay. You are looking at the beauty only for a few years. Maybe after next, soon as you get married, she is not bothered about her beauty. It's gone. You know, you think about wealth, to stay today, may not stay today. But the real thing which values is the character, the background where she comes from, the origin of her. That is something very, very, very important. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, one of the objects of marriage is to create righteous society, good children, good people in the world. How can you create good people? How can good people come into existence? It's through good people. When Maryam alayhi salam married, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peace and blessing be upon her, when she was coming with a baby boy, you know, scholars have different opinions. How many months was her pregnancy? Some say she never had a pregnancy, just this second she got the baby. So many confusions. When she came, she delivered the baby boy without the relationship of any man. No one, nobody was there. Because it's a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When she came, the Jews were there. They were around. And they did not ask, "Why, Maryam, why did you do that?" They were just, first they were telling something much more, much far than that, much deeper than that. They were saying, "Your father is not a bad man. Your father has a good character. He doesn't have bad character. ما كانت أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. And your mother is not a, you know, a bad lady. She's not a lady who, you know, misbehaves herself. Then how can you come? That means our actions, if we are pure, if we are good, then inshallah definitely our children will be good. If we think, okay, this is my young age, I can do what I want, no one is there to question me, I spend my youth, and then when I'm getting married, okay, I relax myself and then I get married, then you think that it's a debt you're gonna pay back. Either you will pay back or your children will pay back. Children will pay back. So relationship before marriage might come in different angles, in different parts. So that's why Islam has put a very, you know, strong line. Don't intermingle. No mixed school. Since the primary level is okay, acceptable. But once you come to secondary school, no mixed. It's natural. Naturally you may have feelings. So you can't stop that. Can you stop it? It's a human feeling. Sometimes you might sit together, it starts up, you know, she's not my girlfriend, she's just a friend. She's just a friend. Oh, she helps me with my math. Oh, she helps me with my plans. She helps. Maybe you have to help, end up helping her and fall in trouble. You know? It's, you don't know where you even end up. So when Quran and Hadith and Allah has said, don't keep that line, stay away from it, it is for our betterment. Our betterment. It's not only when you are studying, even after marriage, even after you, when you're working, the environment is so bad. Environment is so bad when it comes to the corporate culture. All this. How are you going to lower your game? Something very important. It starts from lowering your game. It starts from lowering your game. And it starts from your self-discipline. Something very important. We all have to have self-discipline. Now someone might tell you, you know, Sheikh, what to do, Sheikh? I have this feeling. What do I do? I can't get married now, I'm still studying, but I have feeling, you know, I just want to do something. Am I right? You can. There are ways to occupy your mind. When your mind is idling, then only you are thinking about this. When your mind is busy, then you don't have time to think about it. And other thing, when you are eating, nowadays, we are just, whatever we see, we buy and eat. We are not concerned about what we are eating. Most of this instant food, it has more hormones in it. We eat this McDonald's, KFC, and all this fast food. We just eat. What happens? Those are all units. Even when you take the chicken, in 40 days it's complete. What happens? It has a lot of hormones on it. So once we consume that, our body, our system gets affected with it. So when young boy is having the feeling of a 22 years, he's only 16, but he's having that fitness. The reason? The food. We need to control. Hadith have said, the way you are unable to what? Marry? Fast. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze and by fasting you can control yourself. This is the one way. MashaAllah, month of Ramadan is coming ahead, but in Ramadan only we eat too much, I think. Huh? In the star, and then in the night, and again the whole night we eat the star, and have star, and again the whole day we sleep, and we wake up just 1 hour before the star. Alright? You're not that. And second thing, you need to work hard. Don't just sit in front of computer. Do some activities. Sports. You have to sweat out. You must be busy, putting, working out. Then what happens? Your energy is what? Burning out. Energy is burning out. Something very dangerous. People who just sit too much in front of the computer, very much you have to be very careful, because you are not burning it out. You have to work out. Working hard. Get waking up early in the morning. These are something very important when it comes to controlling your desire, controlling your hormones. So love, having liking towards someone before marriage, is nothing wrong. You need to have affection. Even Quran also says, Ma qabla lakum min al-nisa.
You want to get married?
Marry the women that your heart desires. Just don't even, some say arranged marriage. Islam is against even arranged marriage if you don't like it. You're not getting married because your dad wants it. You must look at it, oh yes, this is what I want. Am I right? This is what I want. Even arranged marriage has to be with your girl. Even not only you, same with the girl. She also must like you, she also must have acceptance in that marriage. So anything that your heart desires, you must have that liking, you must know that. So to do that, you have to control yourself. No way again. Think about, am I able to do now? Am I able to get married now? And look after her? Am I in that position? No. If you're not in that position, what you must do? You fast. Go and take some food, control yourself, work hard, occupy yourself with some other work. Don't just leave the mobile phone and texting, and when you walk in the street, it's very difficult. Lowering your game is very difficult in the initial stage. Maybe inshallah one day we must have a topic, how to lower our game. It's a topic on its own, it's a training on its own. First time you feel it very difficult because you have seen a beautiful sight. You have a bite, they see. You don't look. Then go on doing it first time, second time, third time. After that you get enjoyment in doing it. Anything is that. You start enjoying lowering your head. You start enjoying it. Now, how we enjoy seeing them? We must enjoy lowering our head. I'll tell you the story of Musa alayhi salam. Something very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Musa alayhi salam love story. Love story. You know what happened? Musa alayhi salam, he ran away from Egypt because he gave a blow and the man was killed. From the party of Firaun, then they were looking for him. He left Egypt and he came to a place called Madian. A young man, they say he was between 20 and 30. That is the age. Between 25 and 30. He was a very young. So Musa alayhi salam came and in the place he was laying down, saw a group of people coming and taking water and giving water to the sheep and the goats and all. Strangely, there were two young girls standing in the side. Musa alayhi salam was very curious, amazingly, and asked, "Alama khatbukuma? What's wrong with you? Why are you all standing here? Why are you standing here?" Because at that time in society, men and women, natural feeling, it can be anyone. Naturally, men and women intermingling is not part of Islam, neither in part of human system. Normally you feel a little bit shy. This is a natural thing. She will say okay. So this was the natural, practice of human beings. So she was standing aside. Musa alayhi salam went and asked both of them. They were the daughters of Shuaib alayhi salam. "What's wrong with them? Why are you standing?" So they gave explanation. "You know why we are here? We have a very old father. And we don't have anyone to, give water for him. So that's why, no option. Islam has given that permission. If no one, no breadwinners, yes, mothers can go and work. But Islam prefers them to be at home. So we take that upper hand. No, Islam allows us to work, so we go and work. Not that. When a circumstance has come that is not allowed, it's no help. Even in time of Iddah, Islam helps because no one is there to help for it. They can do it. So, but it is according to the time and the situation. Since no one is there, so we are forced to come out." So he helped them out. Got the water, drank, said everything. And then they went back. And these daughters were very close to the father. They never miss anything. They say everything to the father. This is something very important. Inshallah, if tomorrow you all also might have daughter. Something important, you all must become very close to your daughter. Father must be very close to them. Father must be the boyfriend of the daughter. She must come and talk everything to the father. We need to create this relationship. Anyway, both of them went and relayed their story. "Oh father, we saw a very strange young man. We had never seen him. Naturally, they were young girls. We had not seen him and he was very strong as well. Because Musa alayhi salam, generally the prophets have the strength of 40 or 30 men. But one prophet has strength of a 30 or 40 men strength. They're very strong. So Musa alayhi salam then went and told father. Father said, oh, did he help you? Just, you know, go and call him. I want to reward him. He has done something. He has rewarded. So one of them came. Quran speaks about the modesty of the daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam. وَجَاءَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى السِّحْرَاءِ. One of them was coming towards Musa alayhi salam with a walk of modesty. Allah speaks about it. Quran speaks about the modesty of Shuaib alayhi salam's daughter. How did they walk? Did they just push the chest and put it up like this and walk? No, am I right? Why did they introduce this heel? Sometimes your sisters might ask, get me a heel. Why? Do you know why did they introduce that? Who knows it? Anybody here who's into fashion science, who's studying fashion? Anyone knows that? Why did they introduce heel? No. Follow? You know about it? You don't know? See, when they wear heel, just lift the back and show. Just lift it up. They dress it better just to lift and show. When they walk, they have to walk, and then you can see the, you know, bum moving this side to that side and that side to this side. This is not the walk of modesty. You have to walk modestly, humbly, covering, lowering the gaze, lowering the head. This, when it comes to, you know, who has been for Umrah? Just raise your hand, I think a bigger crowd has been. Have you seen in Safa and Marwa, the Sa'i Makar, they run? Only men run, am I right? Only men. They are not allowed women. It's not permissible for women to jog. You know why? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah brings this ayah and says, women are not allowed to jog in publicly because their modesty, in that their modesty will go away. What happens? When they jog. When they play tennis, what happens? What happens when they play tennis? What happens? Yeah? So what happens? Certain parts automatically get exposed. Even though you don't see the color of the skin, you might know the size of it. You don't see the color, but you see the size. That's enough, am I right? So the modesty is gone. You have, as men, Muslim men, we must respect. Soon as we are getting exposed to these things, it's not good. We don't have a respect. We have another thought about that thing. So she was walking the walk of modesty and came to Musa alayhi salam and said, oh, young man, father is calling you to reward you for what you have done for us. And she was going in the front and he was walking behind. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, the modesty of Musa alayhi salam. You know what did he say when she was walking in the front? You get a good view, am I right? When she walks in the front, you can see, yay, good view. Am I right? You can see, you can already measure everything and done to me. You know what Musa alayhi salam said? Oh lady, we are men, we have modesty. We don't walk behind women, Allah. The hadith is said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the modesty of Musa alayhi salam, said, we are men who are men of haya. We have modesty. So we never walk behind women. I will walk front of you, you just give me the instruction way I have to go. How many of us would have walked behind? Just feel going behind, dropping the pen, you know, picking it up and trying to help them in the bus standing and, you know, just getting break is getting down and you're going just squeezing in and coming up. And we have difference. We must think these are actions that we don't much care about it. That means we lack something. If you are doing that, if you are into that, we lack something. That means a quality of modesty is not there. Fading off. More we see, more we look, more we practice, it fades off. Allah forbid. I tell you one thing, something very important. Now itself do that training exercise,
After marriage you may fall in trouble.
I think last week on Juma, after Juma in a Kaudan, a program was I told. One man called me up very late. I don't want to tell from where and where. And he was crying and he wanted to come and see me. And just got married 2 years and happy marriage and everything. He comes, Sheikh, you know, my wife at home is on fire. She just wants me out of the house. She don't want me. And what do I do? Please help me. Give me a dua. I said, what happened? You know, Sheikh, you know, I'm still a young man, you know. I took her to the supermarket. As usual, you know, in supermarket, what we used to do, by doing shopping, we do other shopping as well. You know? Without paying, we buy certain things. But looking at the girls, you know. So he was going with his wife. You know, naturally we feel, okay, not now. His wife was looking at him, she would have observed him for so long. And keeping her pushing the car and looking at him. Looking at the other girls. And she came home, she fired up. No women will like this, am I right? No one will like. Will you, being a man, if your wife walk next to you and look at another man, will you accept that? Will you accept that? You won't accept. But is it fair that we are doing that in other men? From where do we get this habit? He's not doing it purposely. It's not that he feels he, that was his part of his life. From, you know, from his teenage, he's been doing it, he's looking at it, he has not trained himself to lower his gaze. Am I right? When you're even talking to women, the modesty, if it's a need, you must talk, yes. Islam will love that. Then still, you don't look into her eye, don't look at her just to the chest, you just lower your gaze and speak to her. Am I right? When you go to the bank, other day one boy we were talking, I just caught him, was saying, he was telling, there is a bank. I won't tell you where is the bank. I won't tell you where is the bank. You also will go to deposit cash there. He's coming out and saying, Machan, you know, that bank, the counter, there is a girl. I went, Machan, and saw everything by giving like this. Then I was next to him. I said, did you see everything? No, sorry, Sheikh. You know, what do we mean? We must have, even sometime by mistake, we see the modesty, the haya should not be gone away from us. Let's come from here. Even the love, or whatever it is, it won't be a much serious. You will not have a lot of affection with your wife or anyone if you don't have this discipline. You have to discipline yourself. This starts from your teenage. From the age of 15, you must discipline yourself. Not only in supermarket, not only in the public, not only when you are driving or when you are traveling, even in your life, you have to discipline yourself. So many invitations might come. You go in a site, they might pop up some site, say, okay, you go there, you may look, you say, okay, you go in. No, you have to be very careful. Even in your Facebook, what do you do Facebook? Most of the time, invitation, how it comes. Say, people you may know, they put a girl down. People you may know, what are they trying? They're trying to put us in trouble. Trying to take our time, you know, occupy ourselves with unnecessary things. So don't waste your time in love before marriage. There is nothing called love before marriage. It's just attraction. It is all just the desire. It is your love. The real love, that when you take the responsibility, when the father-in-law decides, yes, I give my daughter to you. Now you take with love, with responsibility, with trust that you take care. This is what is real love. Now you feel you have everything. You are a young man, mashallah, 25 years, you have a good job, you can look after her, you can give her shelter, everything. Then what is the approach? Do you go use the back entrance or you go for? As a man, you have to prove yourself, not because of your father. You mustn't get credit because of your father. You must prove yourself as a young, good young man. So there will be so many fathers who would love to give their daughter to you. How are you going to prove yourself? By your degree, your qualification? Okay, that plays a role when it comes to your financial and your education background. But more than that, your character, your conduct in society. You're not lazy. Your father, you know, the father of the girl sees you five times punctual in the masjid. You're very much disciplined, hardworking, involved in community activities. He would love to give his daughter to someone who is responsible. Am I right? What happened? I'll tell you the story of Musa alayhi salam. Then they came, Musa alayhi salam was going there. When he went there, this is a long story because one of the daughters had feelings towards Musa alayhi salam. She had naturally. It's nothing wrong. She's saying, a young man, my father is, you know, can't do, he's very old. Now we need someone to help. The conversation was going between the father and Musa alayhi salam from Maghrib. Maybe from Isha a little bit late, going on. Then Musa alayhi salam was getting ready to go. The daughter came out and said, "Oh, our father, oh my father, why don't we hire you? Why don't we hire you to do our work?" Oh, father was very intelligent. Father is thinking, why my daughter is saying to hire me? That means she has some feeling towards him. And father asked the daughter, what's the qualification that he has? She used two qualifications. This every one of us will have. Qawiyyun Amin. He's very strong, very active, and he's very trustworthy. Okay. Strength, yes, she would have seen by how he, you know, helped them, seeing the work that he did. How did he know? How did she know in that small period of time that he was trustworthy? Who can tell? Quran says, "Qawiyyun Amin. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin." The best person that you can hire who has these two qualities. So, inshallah, one day you become a father, you may have a daughter, you want to give your daughter in marriage, look for these two qualifications. So, son-in-law should have these two qualifications. What? Before son-in-law had it, we must have it. Am I right? We should have that. Then only we can look for a son-in-law like that. So, Qawi and Amin, not lazy, he was lying, relaxing, he was active and helping. He was very strong. Amin, trustworthiness. In that small period, how did she identify he is trustworthy? Who can tell me? Exactly right. For this whole period, he was helping them, he had a chat with them, he was going, walking from this one of them to their house. In all this, they observed that he is not raising his head and looking at them. If he can protect his eye, if he can protect his sight, he will protect everything else. Because it's haram. Is it allowed for you to take someone else's property and make use of it? No. So a strange woman is not yours. So it's not allowed for you to look at it. It's haram. So because he was lowering his gaze, that innahu la qawiyyun, the qawiyyun amin. He's a qawi, a very strong and active person and trustworthy. So Shuaib alayhi salam said, right. She was speaking about hiring him. Shuaib alayhi salam knew what does the daughter meant about hiring, giving her in marriage. Then now he was speaking when it comes to the contract of marriage. This is the love before marriage, the attraction what she had towards him before marriage. Leave that aside. Musa alayhi salam also had that feeling. When he saw these two young girls, he's come to a place where no one is there, no family, who can take care, he also had that feeling. He helped them and he went and sat, lay down near a tree and he started making a dua. He was reading that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in that ayah in the Quran, and whoever, any young man who reads this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a good suitable partner for them. Good and suitable partner for them if they read this dua. He went and said that, "Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir." Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. This is the ayah of Quran. He said, "Oh Allah, definitely I am in need of that what you have kept. Faqir means I am in need. Bima anzalta ilayya, what you have kept for me. Allah have designed a girl for you already. Am I right? Just that we don't know who she is. Just that's why we have all this trouble of going and looking and dressing ourselves and all this, what we don't know. So he was making dua. Oh Allah, I am in need of that what you have kept for me. Bima anzalta ilayya min khayr, that good what you have kept for me, and in need of it. Why did he get that? When he saw that girl, he felt, he got attached. So he was making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. Accepted his dua, mashallah, didn't go a long time. That's what happened. What was the contract and mahar? Musa alayhi salam didn't have money or gold to pay. He was working for 8 years. 8 years he was a laborer. He worked for father-in-law for 8 years. That was his mahar. 8 years he worked, and he may get something paid and he needs to be filtered, but he was doing an extra job as a mahar, and then he got married to him. So, my dear friends and brothers in Islam, having feeling towards other people, opposite sex is nothing wrong. The step that you're going to take, you have a feeling, just approach directly your father-in-law. If you don't have that gut, you see someone who is close to you, or that girl's father, approach them. Go official. Don't do, always he will respect you if you do things official. Maybe one day might come and give you, if that the father-in-law will keep in mind, he is a gentleman. He did not use any backdoor business, you know, he doesn't have, he came straight. This is what we have to know. This is what we are keeping certain precedents in our life. And what we do for others, that will happen to us. If we try to take and run away and do unofficial and unlawful things, one day we might fall into trouble. Don't just give in for your desire. Give in what? So you need to get any, you know, help from others. You need to get health, advice, you need to have good friends. Who do you go and consult in this matter? You don't go and talk to a sheikh. You don't go and talk to a father. You mostly talk to your friends. So if your friends are good, if they're from good family, good background, they think very positively, they will advise you, don't do this foolish thing. That has just worked. Be patient. Am I right? If they are also foolish, they will say, okay, what a lanwas they would hear, who could you? And no friends will stand with you when you are in trouble. When your father or her father calls you, no, I didn't see him for a week, I don't know, he is not my friend. When you are in trouble, they are not going to help you. So you need to create a good environment. Friends who will help you, friends who will advise you, friends who will guide you to the right path. So when it comes to this love, before marriage, has lot of lot of negative impact of that. Lot of negative impact. That is a discussion on its own. Another issue I want to, some people, you may have feeling towards someone. You say one side love, you know what? It's very painful. Who has gone through that? One side love is very painful. You see, you don't go. That's what I said. Once you like something, hey, anyone is teasing anybody? Who has it? Nobody? Don't worry. The guy who loves, he may be in trouble. Right. Fine. What happens? When you have a liking towards someone, it has to be clear, yes or no. Don't keep it in hiding, grow things, do, then you go off in your head now. You think, oh, my life is finished, and no, and gone, no. It's no, nothing like that. You have a direct approach, or you say, no, I'm not ready, so gone. And one firm conviction that we should have, if Allah has written her for me, no one can take her from me. No one can, the whole world. If Allah has not written her for me, whole world can get together and try to give it to you. You will not. So what we have to understand when it comes to this matter, first, what is the priority? Priority is that establishing yourself. Establish yourself. You be a real man, a gentleman. A gentleman who will be recognized. Everyone will come and ask, hey, can you come? Can you want? Yes, you do. Everyone will come and ask you. They will come. You don't need to go and look. You will have the variety to pick and choose. See, like, if you have proven yourself, if you are a gentleman. If you not, you know what happened to me? It was very sad. Now, when I got married when I was in university. I went to university. My father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must bless him, you know, give him long life. I think that is the best thing that he did for me. You know, best thing, I came on vacation. I was only 20. He said, you know, son, you're not going back without getting married. I said, oh. He said, I'm not ready. You're not ready. But the environment is bad. I'll help you. Can you establish yourself? I'll help you. I want you to be safe. Yes, alhamdulillah. Allah's grace that He helped me out so I could protect myself. Now I came back, now new shape to the society, you know, I'm giving lessons. Many people thought I'm not married, you know. They come and ask me, you know, shape. And they ask so many things. I said, you know, I said, yes, unfortunately, one is done. If it's second one, I can consider. Already done, if second one, I have to consider. Then they say, oh, sorry, yes, they move away. I mean, if you have to prove yourself, you're a gentleman. Your character. Not, you don't need to become a sheikh to prove yourself you're a gentleman. You have to be a good practicing Muslim. A good practicing active Muslim in society. In the masjid, good people must know about you. Not the people in the street. If they ask, you know Abdullah? Yes, mashallah, is so and so son. He's active. He's involved in our masjid matters. Someone asks in the masjid, you know Abdullah? Don't know. You go to the street and ask him, yes, he knows him. He hangs around here. He is the place. No. You must be recognized by good people. Not by, you know, just talk and they can help. In school, you must be recognized by the good people. In Islamic society, by the principal, by your teacher. Not to be the bad boy you are, you know, always there. Yes. No. Don't always try to sideline yourself. Sometimes we feel it is cool to be bad boy. It's not that. This is how it is a character, how you building yourself. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, you know, his young age. He was a young man, Allah protected him. In a very bad environment. What did he do? He was occupying himself. From his young age, he was awesome. He was busy grazing sheep. That is a job, very responsible job. You don't have time. From morning to evening, you are behind it. That's how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept himself away. He said, I used to be so much busy with, you know, grazing and being, you know, taking care of the shepherd, of the sheep and the goats and all those things. So I did not have time for all the other youngsters what they had time. He didn't have time. When it comes to late night, he's tired. Why, for morning he takes them around the whole day and get it back in late night. So keep yourself busy. Occupy yourself with your studies, with activities. Creating things. Now month of Ramadan is around the corner. We must think now, how are we going to make use of this month of Ramadan? Don't know if we will get the month of Ramadan or not. That's the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighana Ramadan. Oh Allah, make us reach the month of Ramadan. Give us the strength. Give barakah in the month of Sha'ban, month of Rajab. Make us reach the month of Ramadan. What is the month of Ramadan? It's month of Quran. You can say, how much time I'm giving for Quran? This month, okay, we're going to create a society for Quran. We 10 boys are going to get together. On this time, we're going to read Quran under one shape. Rectify all that. So now you can read well. Alhamdulillah, you go to a next step. In this Ramadan, every day, I'm going to make sure for 2 hours, or 1.5 hours, or 40 minutes, we group gonna get together and learn under one shaykh the tafsir of specific surah. And we need to create activity against what is going on. Last week also I mentioned in South Africa, may Allah bless those youngsters and, you know, give them more fire. In 31st night, all the pious people just say, you know, only one night, you know, they take off their, you know, caps, remove their clothes and say, only one night let us enjoy. Everyone has that feeling. You know what, in every way it works, 35th is this thing, it's a 31st of December. That night will be the following day, will be the first day of January. So they support it. Everyone going out. You know what these youngsters used to do? They divert them. They create a barbecue, an outing for young Muslim boys. They come, they have a barbecue, they have certain competition, kaseeda, and they have zikr majlis, get together, they do zikr together. MashaAllah, create activities. Why? Keep them away from this haram. Sometimes they create certain soccer, football games in the night matches, playing games. Good, it's not haram. So we need to be very active. We need to think, look for alternatives. We can enjoy, but in a halal way, in a lawful way. We can do things, but for us, shaitan has put the enjoyment in haram. Enjoyment in haram. So we must always make this dua. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman. I have mentioned this in my lectures, previous lectures as well. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-ihsan. Allah makes iman beloved to Allah. If you love iman, all the activities, Islamic, all the good activities, part of iman. You will love all the good. And beautify that to me. When you, when something looks beautiful, beautiful, you want to have it, am I right? A place is beautiful, you want to go there. So Allah must make this one. So we, our heart must be clear and pure to see that. And Allah, وَكَرِّهِ لَيْنَا الْفُسُوكَ كُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوكَ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. Disobedience, you know, wrongdoing, bad acts, and kufr, to disobey Allah. And to, you know, to negate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make Allah, this is dislike, I should not like this. I must hate this. Disobedience, I must hate. Looking at a girl, that was the most worst thing, I don't like it. Who can say that? We all love that, am I right? We should not, that must be opposite of us. Looking at your mom must be something very beloved to you, because same time looking at your mom you get the reward, Allahu Akbar. Looking at the Quran you are rewarded. Looking at the Kaaba you are rewarded. With the same eye you look at the same girl you are getting rewarded. Allahu Akbar. So looking at your mom and, you know, enjoy the reward. What a beautiful. Other day Hazrat Mufti Yusuf was saying a beautiful thing. One person went for Umrah and he came back and he told other patients that, you know, Hazrat, I had a wonderful experience this time in my life. Wonderful experience. What is experience? He said, I was in front of the Kaaba. In my hand I had Quran and my mom next to me. I was seeing, looking at the Quran for a while, looking at the Kaaba for a while, and looking at my mom. I was enjoying all these three sides. I don't know what to do. I must keep on doing this. Allah. What a, you need to enjoy, you know, our prayer. Taraweeh, we must enjoy. Listening to the Quran, we have to enjoy. We need to get that. So to get that into our heart, we need to, you know, occupy ourselves with good things, with good people, good friends. Enjoy that. Allah will give us a good future. Allah with us. We can go, you know, excel in any field we want, but first thing, we should not forget that I am a Muslim. After that, everything. First, I am a Muslim. First, I am a human being. I am a slave of Allah. Then comes everything. That is what you have to have. You have to get this in your mind. Don't waste your time in love. But it's not really love. That is just love. I say it's not love, it's just a love. Don't waste your time in that. First, concentrate on establishing yourself. Be a real gentleman. Think about that. And then, if you are come to a proper age, mashallah, keep reading that dua what I said. Rabbi inni bima anzalta min khayrin faqir. Rabbi inni bima anzalta min khayrin faqir. When you read this, inshallah, Allah will give you a wonderful, beautiful, and what your heart desires, a very good, appropriate path. Inshallah, let us all keep, you know, firm conviction, inshallah. This coming month of Ramadan, we will not waste our time. In the night, we will spend in Salah, in reading Quran. During the day, we will spend some learning some Islamic things, iftar, you know, many things. Concentrate. Please, let us train ourselves in the month of Ramadan, how to lower our gaze, protect ourselves, to control our mind. Then alhamdulillah, we can reach the goal and we can, inshallah, we will enjoy the good things, the iman and salah, reading Quran, all these good things we will enjoy. Inshallah, with that, I want to tell you another very important thing. Try to, you know, do all your purchasing, buying, everything over last 10 days. Try to, you know, do itikaf in the masjid. You have no work, nothing. Get hold of a sheikh, get hold of a masjid, or just stay in the masjid. Try to discipline yourself. Concentrate in seclusion, stay alone. Think about yourself, make dua. You can pray, you can ask so much of dua. So keep that, you know, conviction in your heart that in this month, this year, inshallah, Ramadan, last 10 days, I'm going to be what? In itikaf. Do all your shopping, you know, purchasing for Eid before that. And keep it at home. Then you don't worry. I want to buy that, do this, last minute. Keep everything over. Last 10 days, concentrate in, you know, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Laylatul Qadr, in Quran. And inshallah, you will enjoy. We need to get into that. We need to turn ourselves. We are doing so much of things. So why can't we do a little bit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is ready, inshallah? Tell inshallah, this month of Ramadan, I will try my best to make use of it, utilize it for iman and amal. Who is it? Mashallah. Praise all of you, inshallah. Mashallah, Allah is there. Yes. The love of the daughter. Oh, you could have reminded me. It's a long story. It is it's a long story. I just skip that. Huh? It is the Zainab radiallahu anha and Abu